The landmarks of KL lit up in a bright beacon of blue yesterday in show of support for the frontliners, healthcare workers and other essential industry operators as part of the global hashtag #LightItBlue initiative. At approximately 10 p.m. last night 3OTH April, national monuments such as the KL Tower, Istana Negara and Petronas Twin Towers lit up in a beautiful electric blue as a sign of solidarity with our essential workers, reports The Star and Newsday 24. A part of the Exchange 106 skyscraper, also known as the tallest building in Southeast Asia, also lit up at 9 p.m. yesterday, with Menara DBKL, the Saloma Link, Dataran Merdeka, Masjid Jamak and the River of Life Project's Blue Pool at Sungai Klang following suit. In Putrajaya, Seri Wawasan and Seri Saujana were among the six bridges that lit up the district. Even the Prime Minister's office and other government buildings such as the Perdana Putra complex, the Parbhajanan Putrajaya complex, the Youth and Sports Ministry building, the Multimedia and Communication Ministry building and Menara SPR following were decked out in the symbolic shade of blue. The hashtag #LightItBlue initiative stemmed from the UK when the nation lit over 100 of its landmarks as a signal of support and gratitude for our essential workers. Blue was the symbolic chosen color because it is the official color representing the medical field. Tan Sri Anwar Musa, Federal Territories Minister, launched the initiative yesterday in Malaysian waters at the Parbhajanan Putrajaya complex to thank the frontliners for all their hard work in fighting this dreaded COVID-19 pandemic. Prior to this, Anwar announced that government, commercial buildings and selected roads in KL, Putrajaya and Labuan would light up in blue from 10:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. every day until 3 May. For Kuala Lumpur and Putrajaya, the frontliners include a total of 13,126 health and safety workers, the minister said. In Labuan, there are 1,272 of them, including staff from the ministry, National Security Council, Kuala Lumpur City Hall, Putrajaya Corporation, Labuan Corporation, Police, Army, State Health Department, Civil Defense Force, Welfare Department and others. The purpose of the initiative is aimed at showing appreciation towards the vast majority of frontliners, especially those who work in the federal territories. The minister then took the opportunity to assure Malaysians that the battle against COVID-19 can be won with the full cooperation of Malaysians to stay at home. What a beautiful sight, indeed. Here's to the essential workers who sacrifice so much for the well-being of humanity. Also read, viral pictures show Malaysian hotels using lights to display sweet messages during MCO. You have reached the end of this story.